I don't wanna die in June. I'd like to start planning my funeral. I've got work to do. Pull the plug, make it painless. I don't want a violent end. Don't say that you'll always love me, 'cause you know I'd bleed myself dry for you over and over again. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week. I don't get a choice. Only the death of me. Pull the plug, but be careful. I don't want to die too soon. I think there's good in you somewhere. I'll hang on till the chaos is through. Doomsday is close at hand. I'll book the marching band to play as you speak. I'll feel like throwing up. You'll sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd like to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. You'll probably do it next week. Doomsday is close at hand. I booked the marching band to play as you speak. I feel like throwing up. You sit and stare like a goddamn machine. I'd have liked to plan out my part in this, but you're such a narcissist. They did it on Halloween. I had no choice in the matter. Why would I? It's only the death of me.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Sam.
These headphones don't work. Give me a second. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Happy October 28th, everyone.
It's someone's birthday today. Happy birthday to Hannah Carr. Happy birthday, girl. Big 2-0.
Yes. It was my friend's birthday yesterday. Happy belated. Claire, you're not listening. You're in Hamilton, New York. But putting that out there.
Happy birthday, Claire.
Yes. The headphones that I'm wearing are really loud in the right ear and nothing's happening in the left ear. So
we gotta do the one off.
I know. I just feel like now I feel like I have like an ear infection. I don't, but like, you know, when you just like can't hear out of one ear, it's a little bit
like trippy. You feel underwater when you're like the feeling when you're sick and you feel underwater.
Yeah, exactly. Hate it. My ears always get so like messed up. Yeah.
Slay. You just listened to Doomsday by Lizzie McAlpine.
You did. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a good song. I would like to make a little plug.
Okay.
So my acapella group, the Tufts Jackson Jills, Tufts oldest all-femme acapella group, is releasing an album sometime next month. We don't have the date yet, but should be end of November, possibly early December. I will certainly re-announce it on the show and probably play. Honestly, I'm going to do a sub slot and just play the whole album on air.
You should.
If we're being perfectly honest, like I am going to do that. So
you should bring the Jills into the studio.
I probably will if we're being so honest. But preemptively, that is one of the songs that we are releasing on the album. That was one of the first songs I ever learned for the Jills when I was a freshman 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And obviously, like, I'm in the group, but I don't solo that song, so I can pretty unbiasedly say it's really good. And
well, as a spectator
it was
of
bomb.
The Jills, it was bomb.
Yeah. And I've listened to the rough cut. I haven't even listened to the mix and mastered cut, but, like, it's good. So just, like, keep your eyes and ears peeled for that.
Eyes and ears.
There's going to be lots of stuff. I have two solos on the album. So if you were ever curious as to how
I
sound.
Every song.
If anyone is ever curious, like, she's got such a wonderful talking voice. I wonder how she sounds singing. Like, this is your opportunity to know. So, yeah. Anyway, done with my little shameless plug.
Honestly, okay, when I was walking over here, I was listening to the new Bubz album.
It's actually bomb.
I agree.
Once again, biased because, like, love them. Great, you know, good friends. But
yeah,
it's also, like, actually objectively
good album.
Okay, top hits. If you don't know what we're talking about, by the way, the Tufts Beelzebubs is an all-male a cappella group on campus. Mm-hmm. And they were established the same year as the Jills. So, you know, long history with them. They're great. They just released an album called Delirium on Spotify.
I love the graphic. I don't know who did the graphic.
It's the president's little sister who also goes to Tufts. She's a sophomore and she did it. She drew it. It's very cool. So that's the thing about like all the a cappella albums that we release is like we do everything. Obviously, we hire people to record it and mix and master it, but we have full creative control over it. So
aren't the people who mix and master it also
Tufts alums?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like we have total creative control over songs. We arrange it all ourselves, like all of the groups do. Mm-hmm. And then obviously album cover and like title, everything. That's just us. So yeah, it's cool. We're like in the process of doing all that stuff right now. I'm going to keep that stuff a secret because that's more fun. But
yeah.
Anyway, oh, yes. Top tracks on Delirium.
Yeah.
Okay. That's like, it's hard. It's a great album. You guys should listen. Coming Home, Baby. Mm-hmm. That song is so good.
My top pick, Rio.
Yeah. Good pick.
Or
I like
Battlefield.
Would That I. Okay. I like Would That I.
Oh, I like that arrangement.
And
yeah.
I also think Forgiven's really good.
Mm-hmm.
But also, once again, that was at the first show that I ever did where I ever saw the Bubz. So, like, I was so shocked and amazed and impressed by that song that I was, like, waiting for this one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, anyway, I sound like a fan, guys. I know them. I know them, I swear.
The thing is, like, I am the fan. You are.
No, and, like, as you should, it's a valid thing to be a fan of. Like, they're really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're really good. So, you know, our album will be another fun thing for y'all to listen to. So anyway,
do you want to get into our theme today?
I would love to. So we did this last year. It's becoming a bit of a tradition for us.
Yeah, yeah.
The sesh we have before Halloween, we like to do something Halloween based.
We actually did it on Halloween last year.
We did Thursdays?
We did Tuesdays. We did last semester
Halloween
we did Tuesday,
was on a Tuesday
and Halloween was on a Tuesday.
That's nice. I'm really happy it's on a Thursday this year. But anyway,
yeah, me too.
I digress. So we do a little Halloween theme, but we don't like to be too overt because I feel like sometimes there are certain Halloween stuff that's a little bit overplayed that you're like, okay, like it might as well. It's like Christmas time. If you're playing like rocking around the Christmas tree, you're kind of like, all right, it's played out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So more of a Halloween vibe, October vibe.
I agree.
But music that we would still listen to, like, any time of the year.
I agree. And, like, I don't know. Like, you are not going to be hearing Calling All the Monsters from the Ant Farm album.
No.
You're not hearing Monster Mash.
Mm-mm.
You're not hearing Ghostbusters today.
Not from us. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this, like, kind of just music we like that we feel mm-hmm. exemplifies a Halloween vibe. Some more overt than others.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know.
Although my selections are, with the exception of one, are from my girlfriend's Halloween playlist. That is at least 100 songs long.
I love it. I love the commitment.
I love it. It has like 16 people following it. Mm-hmm. Like, which is, you know, for Spotify, great.
No, it is good because it's not really like easy to promote.
I agree.
Playlists on Spotify.
So we have, next one we have is Ghosting by Mother Mother, mm-hmm. which reminds me of like, you remember the TikToks where like, mm-hmm. it was like, I forget what it was, but it was just like different songs from the mm-hmm. that Mother Mother mm-hmm. album.
And it was like rating things.
Yeah.
I actually really like that album though.
Me too.
It's genuinely good.
Me too.
So I'm excited.
Me too. Okay.
Decided. don't need treats, and you don't need tricks. You don't need treats, you don't need tricks, you don't need.
Yeah.
You are listening to Last Night's Fake Blood by the Miniature Tigers. Another one that, you know, I just, you know, took off the Halloween playlist and added to this playlist.
It's okay to take inspiration.
Right? Okay. Also, low-key, like, love the Miniature Tigers.
I support that.
I forget, there's this one other song that you added. I remember you added to, like, a show one time, and I enjoyed it.
Okay. Greatly. I don't recall exactly. Well, actually, oh yeah, that actually is a really good song. Very true. Old school 2000s indie.
So as you can see from our, like, you know, prior plays, it's not on the nose.
Yeah, except when it is, but it's also not. I would say it's on the nose, but it's not expected. I don't know. Some people might disagree, but I hope you're enjoying it nonetheless.
I agree.
I'm certainly enjoying it. It's a good vibe today.
The next song we have is Harness Your Hopes by Pavement.
This was me. This is a good one. Just like, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
After that is Witches by Alice Phoebe Liu, who's actually opening tonight at Claro.
That's actually like a good opener. I know, right? I like a lot of her songs, so.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I actually know this opener.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I would
nice.
Willingly, like, go to the opener.
Claro low-key does a really good job with her openers. When I saw her, Beba Doobie opened for her.
Oh, that was so great. Back in 2019. Yeah.
Which was like, she already had lots of good music out, but this was like before she was selling out her own shows.
Yeah.
Great pull. I was like, this is really good.
And the same thing is, the thing is with Alice Phoebe Liu is like, she's had her own concerts as well where she's pulled.
Yeah.
Because I've known like people who I went to high school with who like went to her concerts as well.
Yeah. Where is Claro at tonight?
Roadrunner. Scared. Low key.
It's going to be great.
I'm going to have so much fun.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of those where, like, I was, like, reminded of it, and I was like, oh my god, like, right.
Forgot that was happening.
Yeah, like, I bought those Claro tickets in August, like, TBD.
Right.
But I'm so excited. This is my second time seeing Claro live.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I saw her was GovBall 2022.
So true.
And then, you know, I just bought her 2023 festival shirt because, you know, I was like, I need to have the set at this point. Because I have her festival 2022 shirt and now I got her summer tour 2023 shirt from
so
like,
you
know.
You need to buy the merch tonight.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I need to have the trifecta of it.
If you will.
I also just bought, Tyler the Creator released Chromacopia today.
Right.
And I actually really like it.
Okay, I'm going to have to tap into that at another juncture.
But it gives vibes of both like Igor and Call Me If You Get Lost. If you like know.
Yeah, I do.
But I bought one of the box sets with the 5-panel hat, the CD, and the poster for $50, which is actually a really good deal.
Slay.
Like a CD, a poster, a commemorative box, and a 5-panel hat, all for $50.
Can't complain.
That's not that bad.
Cannot complain.
So I have that coming in the mail. I also had every single pre-sale code for that. Like I got, because he's performing in Copenhagen 3 days before I leave study abroad. So I got the like pre-sale link for Copenhagen, then made my mom sign up for like the New York ones in July.
Why not?
And I was like, when I was doing it, I was like, this
double whammy.
I was like, this is giving your sister seeing Charlie XCX
three times. Yeah, she did do that. And no regrets. Give me that over there. Let's knock this out of the way.
That's so true. We're
gonna do
halfway.
Something really off the cuff, guys. But you know, we're kind of veterans at this point, WMFO veterans. So let's see.
What's sparking joy to you?
But this is new and interesting to me.
Okay.
Oh my god, this book is falling apart. Okay, did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now?
Oh,
don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amount of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO in Medford.
I said to my mom today, I was like, I fear I had too much dairy today, and I think my stomachs are feeling the effects.
I think this is a topic we don't need to talk about on air.
I love
to hear, you know, everything that's been going on. I will say about yogurt, I eat like so much yogurt, so I don't even need that PSA.
Oh,
can't.
Okay.
Ooh, things are getting crazy out there. All right, folks.
Enjoy.
Don't telegraph your passes, you'll end up with molasses, cauterized in syrup, and syrup and molasses. And I'm checking out the asses, the assets that attract. don't you try to etch it or permanently sketch it, or you're gonna catch a bad, bad cold. And the freaks have stormed the White House. I moved into a lighthouse. It's on a scenic way. It's so, so far away. Far away from the beginning. The shroud is made of linen. The yearling took the purse. The goth kid has a hearse. Heartbreaking earthquaking. Kiwis, they are home baking. Minds wide open. Truly. Leisure, a leisure suit is nothing. It's nothing to be proud of in this late century. And I'm asking you to hold me just like the morning paper. Pinch between your pointer, your index and your thumb. It's a semi-automatic. The levers are ecstatic. You see the way they cling, the cold metallic sting. And I'm living in a coma. Madonna de Verona. The harness made of hopes. The lovers on the ropes. None is to church as the parrot is to perch. And my heart's
Stay. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know about your kind. And so, 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 and so I'll have to
That was Zombie by the Cranberries. It reminded me of Sasha Colby's lip sync to that song on RuPaul's Drag Race. And like people were like very moved by it.
Interesting. I have not seen. Maybe I'll look it up.
Fun fact, she officially declared Chapel Roan her drag daughter.
Nice. Love to hear it.
So unfortunately, guys, we're approaching the end.
I know.
Of our hour.
I hope you guys have enjoyed our little foray into the world of Halloween. We've been having a great time.
I really liked our set today.
It was, yeah.
It you felt know? Like, this set felt like, you know, like, re-energized.
Been like, enjoying. Yes.
Like, we shook some life into, you know, the studio.
I love it. So, feel free to tune in next week. Never know what you're going to get. but hopefully it'll always be some good music. So,
I agree.
Thank you for listening.
The last song we have is I Got Five On It by Luniz featuring Michael Marshall, which is the song from Us, the movie.
Terrifying movie. If you want to be horrified, watch that movie. If you don't, steer clear.
True. I actually really like that movie, I will say.
Oh, it's good. It's terrifying, though.
Of course, because it's Jordan Peele.
It's literally so horrifying. Won't spoil anything, but yeah, if you like feeling terror, go for it.
The thing is, like, I don't even like horror movies, but I really liked Us. Like, I really like Get Out and, like, Us. Mm. Like, the Jordan Peele, these Jordan Peele movies.
Right.
I don't know what it is. Like, that it's, maybe it's because it's not, like, overtly, like, scary, like, you know, like, The Conjuring, or, right. you know, A Quiet Place, like.
Right, right. Yeah.
Anyways.
That's fair, it's more psychological.
Yeah, and also, this was the song. Are you familiar with the Dancing with the Stars?
Already know, but you feel free to continue.
Like, okay. So, it was actually Emmy-nominated. It was, Daniela Karagach with Amon Schumpert. They won the Mirror Ball. Yeah. And it was like the tethered mix. And like, people are like, yeah, we're not playing the tethered mix. Mm. But it was a really good routine.
Slide.
Especially because like Amon Schumpert was like double. Right. Even like to Dwight Howard right now. Like literally like double
I'm
her
not
height.
Even going to lie. All of this is flying right over my head. But it's okay. It is okay. I think, you know, our listeners, they probably get it.
They probably get it.
Not everything's for me to get, you know? And that's okay.
It's okay, girl. Anyways, this was Sam.
This is Layla.
On Night Train Tunes, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Mwah.
Bye. See, I'm riding high. Whoa. Kind of broke the scene, y'all. So all I got is player. Give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do these spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the STIDES. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the 40. And when it comes to getting another stogie, fools all kick in like Shinobi. Know me, ain't my homie to begin with. It's too many hands to beat. Probably let my friend hit bit. Unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the reel before it's history. Cause fools be having them vacuum lungs. And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. Da-dum-dum. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe. Avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more growing pains than Maggie. Cause homies nag me to take the dank out of the bag. Whenever I can, don't need no crutch. I'm so keyed up till the joint be
burning my hand. Next time I roll it in a hamper to burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoogees get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension, cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip, chief. What's up, don't babysit that, better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it, cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my PO. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty, but the Tangeray straight had me. Stop at the light, man. My yesterday thing got me hung off the night train. You fade, I fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll to 9-0 so we can roll big hashish. I wish I could fade the 8, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the 2 though, cut the same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land getting smoke with my kid up in smoke. Yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK.